Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. A global AI conference in Shanghai dazzles with creative robot displays and crucial industry debates. Smartphone tariffs now offer markedly increased data volumes with key operators, including O2 Telefónica stepping up their offerings, and Little Connect launches new unlimited on-demand tariffs on Vodafone's 5G network to intensify market competition.
Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on an eye-catching global AI conference in Shanghai, where humanoid and animal-like robots celebrated China's renewed confidence in artificial intelligence. The article describes vibrant demonstrations including a boxing match between human-like robots that thrilled hundreds of visitors, a traditional dragon dance performed by canine-styled robots reminiscent of South Korean boy band choreography, and other creative exhibits such as a robot in a panda costume playing rock, paper, scissors, and another serving traditional Chinese medicine massages. It is noted that the event showcased groundbreaking advancements by Chinese companies, with significant attention on the startup DeepSeek, which has attracted global notice for its resource-efficient AI model that challenges industry leaders like OpenAI. The report details how industry figures, including Jeffrey Hinton, have cautioned about the risks of AI, emphasizing the need to train rather than try to eliminate it, while discussions extended to the strategic ambitions of China in ensuring a balanced, globally cooperative approach to AI regulation. Additionally, the article offers insights into fierce domestic competition with companies like Moonshot AI and Alibaba, whose developments in AI technology are rapidly evolving, even as regulatory pressures in multiple Western and international markets limit the deployment of these innovations outside of China.
The article from KSDAE discusses the trend of smartphone tariffs featuring significantly increased data volumes. It explains that mobile network operators such as Deutsche Telekom, Vodafone, O2 Telefónica, and 1&1 have boosted the inclusive data in their contracts by 60% over the past year, rising from around 45 gigabytes to 72 gigabytes per month. The analysis, based on data from the comparison portal Verivox, points out that the predicted average data consumption per active SIM card is only 11.7 gigabytes monthly, according to VATM, indicating that most customers do not fully use the provided data. Even prepaid tariffs offer more data, about 14 gigabytes on average, than what is typically required, although higher data volumes come with a higher monthly price. This strategy of offering ample data serves as an important marketing tool for the operators, positioning O2 Telefónica among competitors who are continuously enhancing their service offerings.
In a related development, the Rheinische Post reports that the online shop operated by Aldi Nord and Aldi Süd under the name Aldi e-commerce GmbH is being discontinued due to an extended period of inadequate profitability. The article details that from the end of September, the sale of non-food items via the online platform will cease, although orders placed until the 30th of September will still be processed. It further explains that while the website and app will continue to showcase products that are available in Aldi stores, the closure of the online shop is accompanied by a clearance sale on a variety of items. The report by Georg Winters highlights that the decision, which also results in the loss of 80 jobs, stems from a broader strategy to refocus on the core business of physical retail and to avoid the pitfalls of complex online order processing. This case underscores the challenging dynamics of competing in the highly competitive digital marketplace.
The Handelsblatt has published an in-depth analysis on the design and functioning of supervisory boards of Germany's largest companies. According to the article, the oversight boards are playing an unprecedented role as controllers and advisors while guiding top management through challenges such as geopolitical shifts, recession, and the adoption of AI. The analysis explains that power within these boards is predominantly concentrated in the hands of a few multi-board members, with a particularly strong focus on the board chairman. It further details that in 35 out of 40 DAX companies, the nomination committee responsible for the assessment, selection, or recruitment of top personnel is led by the board chair, a structure that leaves little room for corrective measures in critical roster decisions. Additionally, the report highlights that only in 3 DAX companies are employee representatives part of the nomination committee, a fact that underscores the imbalance of influence, and it is argued that independent leadership of these committees could enhance transparency and the overall effectiveness of oversight. The article also contrasts the current practice with the rigorously defined audit committees, suggesting that a similar institutional framework for nomination committees would support a higher standard of corporate governance. This comprehensive review by Handelsblatt emphasizes the need for a more balanced distribution of power within supervisory boards to improve long-term governance and reinforce the reputation of German companies in a rapidly evolving global environment.
InsideDigital.de provides an in-depth report on recent developments affecting Vodafone's cable television business in Germany. The article explains that last year, the requirement for viewers to have individual contracts caused a significant loss of customers, and the decline was exacerbated by emerging streaming habits and the end of certain benefits. However, the quarterly data for the first quarter of the current fiscal year, April to June 2025, now indicate a turnaround, with Vodafone TV customers increasing by 28,000 to a total of 8.781 million, marking the first growth since 2015. This improvement is attributed to 2 key measures: the bundling of TV services with high-speed internet, which appeals to new customers, and an upgrade in the technological infrastructure of Vodafone's TV products, including new set-top boxes and easier navigation. Despite this encouraging growth in the TV segment, the article also points out that service revenues from the fixed line and television operations fell by 8% to 1.424 billion euros, reflecting the ongoing challenges in the market. Furthermore, while the mobile business shows a slight revenue increase of 2.7% to 1.264 billion euros, thanks in part to the gradual migration of 1&1 customers into the Vodafone network, the carrier still experienced a net loss of 36,000 mobile contract customers, and the fixed broadband segment continued its decline with a loss of 23,000 customers, even as it remains the market leader with around 10.1 million users in Germany.
The report from InsideDigital.de also touches on the challenges in the fast internet market, specifically regarding fiber optic expansion. The article highlights that there are serious concerns over the future of fiber broadband, noting that different strategic approaches by service providers have far-reaching consequences for thousands of households. In particular, the Deutsche Telekom faces criticism and allegations over its strategy as it struggles with the rollout of high-speed internet services. This part of the report emphasizes the uncertainty and competitive pressure in the German market, which continues to be intensified by pricing pressures, regulatory changes, and evolving consumer demands. Overall, the article paints a picture of a dynamic and challenging market environment where tactical adjustments and strategic reorientation are essential for staying competitive.
The politics and regulation briefing today focuses on the digital transformation of bureaucracy and administration, as highlighted by a recent article on Süddeutsche.de. The article, "Who Wants Less Bureaucracy Must Think Digitally," argues that reducing bureaucracy involves more than just eliminating outdated legal provisions. It requires rethinking and redesigning administrative processes through digital means. The commentary explains that while legislative amendments, such as striking outdated paragraphs, can simplify the regulatory framework, they fall short of delivering the faster and more accessible service desired by citizens and businesses unless they are coupled with effective digital solutions. The piece further stresses that the integration of administrative simplification with digital systems is essential, citing the example of municipal websites that merely host digital forms without establishing centralized systems and clear processes for data handling across administrative boundaries. In addition, the article points to the challenges even in regions like Bavaria, where federal structures and limited administrative capacities hinder the implementation of comprehensive digitalization strategies. This observation is linked to upcoming initiatives such as the Finance Ministry's selection of a new IT service provider, which aims to support municipalities in upgrading their digital infrastructure, although the commentary warns that without a holistic approach, the potential benefits of digital modernization may remain unfulfilled.
The competitor segment today highlights a strategic move by Little Connect as detailed in a report by Golem.de. In this report, Little Connect is preparing to launch 3 unlimited on-demand tariffs starting from 11th of August, 2025, which operate on Vodafone's 5G network with an all-net flat feature. The tariffs are structured around a 4-week period where each plan offers a fixed amount of data. Specifically, the small plan delivers 20 GB at speeds up to 50 megabit per second for €9.99. The medium plan provides 40 GB at up to 100 megabit per second for €14.99, and the large plan offers 80 GB at up to 150 megabit per second for €19.99. Once the allocated data is fully used within any given tariff, customers can seamlessly purchase additional 1 GB increments without incurring extra fees, all managed via the Little Connect app. The publication golem.ie also notes that these tariffs are currently presented as promotional offers available until 8th of October 2025, although it is anticipated that the discount retailer may continue offering these plans on a permanent basis. Comparisons are drawn to Aldi Talk's introductory unlimited tariffs introduced in March 2025, with the significant difference being that Little Connect provides more inclusive data before additional charges are necessary. This competitive strategy places Little Connect in a direct rivalry with other discount operators in the market, thus creating a more favorable offering for customers seeking higher volumes of data within the same price frames as competitors.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefónica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.